Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning into the movement. This show will push you to your destiny, to your purpose, where we hope to change mindsets by totally being real and raw. I'm your host, Cedric Griffin. Let's go. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the movement. Let's go. This is a show where we just want to just be very authentic with you every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. You know they say the early bird catches the worm, right? So the movement, let's go. Today I have special guests, my sons, Mr. Chandler.
Grace and peace.
And Mr. Julian.
Grace and peace to you all.
Today we're going to talk about, you know, it's something that, you know, we've spoke about before on this show. But ladies and gentlemen, words are so powerful. So today we're going to talk about, are you speaking life or death over you? Are you speaking life and death over you? You know, words are so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. If you hear what a person is saying, you could tell where that person is going. And I want to challenge you on this morning to pause, to start reflecting over what you're saying to yourself. Are you speaking life over yourself? Or are you speaking death over yourself? You know, one of the things that, a dear friend of mine who, you know, says I never answered his calls, you know, that he basically have to call me one out of every 40 times for me to answer. And it's true. But this weekend, earlier this week, I explained to him, why was that? I shared with him that I truly must love you because, number one, you have to guard your positive space. You can't allow people to be dumping their negativity on you all day long. And I shared with him that when I speak with him, my heart aches because he's speaking death over himself. And literally, because I care about him, it makes me feel bad. And so out of the 39 calls I don't answer, it's purposeful. He didn't like it. I allowed him to process what I was saying, but I just challenged him. You know, the Bible says even the weak shall say they're strong. Words kill. Words give life. They either poison or fruit. You choose. Proverbs 18:21. And so are you speaking poison over yourself? Or are you speaking fruit over yourself?
Every day I make it a goal to definitely speak nothing but positivity and encouragement to everyone, because I know the things you speak and you think are the things that come true. You know, if you wake up every day and you're saying you're going to have a bad day, how do you expect to have a good day, you know? Or if you're like, one of my favorite quotes is, the person who says he can is just as right as the person who says he can't. And anything you put out in there is the truth, you know? But.
Awesome. Good stuff. Starting your day speaking positivity.
Thank God, you know, for waking you up. First off, you know, a lot of people focus on the things that they lack rather than the things that they have in abundance. And that's a problem, you know. You can't preach lack and then expect abundance to come back to you.
Amen. You know, one of the things that the first things that I do each morning, number one, I give thanks to God Almighty for waking me up, because simply waking up in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, it makes everything, and I mean everything, secondary. And so you have to start your day off by speaking life over yourself. You know, and this guy who I was referencing, you know, he tells me that he just can't be fake. He's going to give it to me. Anybody who he talks to real, that if you ask him, how is he? He's speaking death over himself. He's challenged you. Why do you care? You know, and he's talking all about his ailments. And I challenged him. I said, you should start speaking wellness over your body. Start right. speaking health over your body. Start speaking life over your situation. Even the weak shall say they're strong.
So you have to speak life over your life. Words are so powerful. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. Do not come into an agreement with fear. Activate your faith. Live in victory. Speak over your life and expect great things to come your way. Here's a scripture that relates to that topic. Proverbs 16:24 states, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Words are so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. In this show, this morning show, 7:30 a.m. is this morning, Saturday morning. We want you to start as we look to finish strong this year of 2020, which has been like no other. The thing that we want to challenge you on, are you speaking life or are you speaking death over your situation? I don't care what you're going through. Speak life over your situation. You're hearing from my two sons here. Chandler is 22 years of age, and Julian is just turned 20 years of age. And one of the things that, you know, I take pride in laying the foundation, you know, I consistently used to get them to always speak life over their situation. Don't say that. Don't say that. And I remember, ladies and gentlemen, when we lost everything and we went through a period, and I would tell them, don't say we're broke. Say we're in between blessings. We're in a transformation period. We're in a transition mode right now. I wanted them to understand that God's tomorrow was brighter than man's today. It didn't matter what we were facing, but words were so powerful. You know, I consistently think about my mother who during this period, you know, I'm a person who, you know, I, you know, like to help a lot of people. I give grace and I believe in grace as well. I expect it and I give it. And so during this period, my mother would shield me away from people. And I would often hear her tell people, why do you want to call Cedric? He's broke now. And I would often challenge her, Mom, why are you speaking those things over me? Don't you love me? Why are you speaking death over me? You know, and I think back to a couple of my friends who, you know, were still multimillionaires at the time, and they would often say to themselves, they didn't see how I was doing it, because even when I was weak, I was speaking that I was strong. I wanted to speak life over the situation. And I remember something, ladies and gentlemen, in terms of speaking life over a situation. You know, times were so bad, or times were so challenging, so difficult. You know, I remember that the only thing that we could move was the mattresses, you know, where we were sleeping on mattresses, you know, didn't have a car, made the decision to move by a school. So that I could walk the kids to school daily. And I remember people telling me, what a great father you are. But they didn't know, didn't have a car. But here's the thing that I so remember in terms of creating that atmosphere, that even when you've lost it all, I remember having to clean up, hoping to find some quarters, ladies and gentlemen, but I remember this kid who lived in a gated community. I can't think of his name now. And he spent the night over. And I remember we was cooking some pancakes.
Jeremy
is his name. Jeremy is his name. And I remember this kid said to us, and I'm pausing because it brings tears. But this kid said to us, I wish my family was rich like your family is. And we had lost it all. All we had was hope. We didn't have anything else, but we spoke life. And here is a kid who is living in a gated community paused and said, I wish my family was rich as your family is. I knew what he, we didn't allow money to change what we was going through. We spoke things. I remember seeing my kids going to school with Moxie, seeing them going with Swagger, having the mindset that, hey, I control me. I don't care what anybody else is saying. I believe that my boys probably was some of the worst dressers at school. but clothes didn't define them. Not that we couldn't afford the clothes, but I wanted to teach them, you know, that you didn't have to do that. But here's the thing that I'm sharing with you in summary, ladies and gentlemen. Are you speaking life? Or are you speaking death over you?
Correct. And I know a lot of people are going to doubt and really underestimate how powerful your words are. But something I really encourage everyone to do is go take a little 5 minutes and go look on YouTube. Research the love-hate water experiment. Research the love-hate rice experiment. And you'll really see the extent to how powerful your words are. Because not only does it determine where you're going in the future, words have a actual effect on things in this physical world, and it'll really blow your mind and open your mind to really see how it really gets. You know, your words are more powerful than you really think. It's not just sound coming out of your mouth.
So if a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. You know, anytime that I meet someone, I immediately pause and I'm listening to what's coming out of their mouth. You know, and you could really tell where they're going by what's coming out of their mouth.
No doubt.
You know, when we hire someone, when we bring on someone, when we give someone an opportunity, I immediately could tell you where that person is going by what's coming out of their mouth.
So you have to realize that words dominate too. Whether your words are with faith or without, they will dominate the circumstances of your life. Your words will either make you a victor or keep you a victim. And one thing I started to realize is like affirmations that I started in my life. So if you wake up every morning and tell yourself you're going to have a bad day, guess what? You're going to have a bad day. So instead, get up on the right side of the bed and start your day off with saying, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm blessed. It is very well with me. Start thinking those thoughts, and then it'll attract you to things you thought you'll never come. Thoughts create words, for words are the vehicle of ideas.
If you're going through depression right now, it's beautiful. I say, if you're going through depression right now, really give it a test. Start speaking the opposite. Stop speaking about what you don't have. Start speaking about what you do have. Thank the people around you, and I guarantee you'll see a change. It may not be instantly that day, but I guarantee over the next week, month, years to come, you will see a change, no doubt about it.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but your words can shatter your dreams.
Amen. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 19:21. Speak life, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I remember over 2.5 years ago, my mother, who is so precious, I think that if Webster used a definition of a mother, it would be her. And I got the call that my mother had suffered a stroke. And here I am in Jacksonville, Florida, and I remember just, immediately I started praising God. You say, why would you praise God? And you just got the call that your mother had a stroke. Well, I started praising God, calling him out on that. I pleaded the blood of Jesus over my mother. I knew that she was going to come out stronger. I was celebrating in advance victory. You know, it wasn't going to be a situation that, she wasn't going to get back to herself. And I started praising him in advance. And I remember I had an event and I spoke at this event, and Kevin drove me to Alabama. And I remember getting to the hospital, seeing my mother, and literally the moment that I saw my mother, I started speaking life over her. I started making her smile, saying to her that, Mom, why did you fake to see me? Why did you want me to come here? Are you sure you had a stroke, Mom? You look well. And this was probably about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just speaking life over her. And, you know, fast forward, after a couple days, they let her out of the hospital. She's at home. And all I'm doing is I'm speaking life over her. I'm speaking life over her. Her sisters and some of my family members in Alabama, they didn't like that I was speaking life over her. They didn't understand why that I was speaking life over my mother when clearly she wasn't what I was saying. Because I truly believe that even the weak shall say they're strong. And I remember I would fly home. My mother, I'm from Selma, Alabama, and I would fly home every Thursday and fly back to Jacksonville every Sunday night until I saw my mother getting back progress. And then I made the decision. I said, Mom, I want to bring you back to Jacksonville. And so I brought my mother back to Jacksonville. And my family in Alabama, they were extremely scared. You know why they were scared? Because they were saying that my positivity was going to cause my mother harm. Because they didn't understand why consistently I'm sharing with my mother, Mom, you're looking like you're rejuvenated. Are you sure you're my mother? You look like you could be my sister. Even in the midst that she wasn't looking like she could have been my sister. Just speaking life over her daily, consistently, you know, taking her to get some IV therapy and just speaking life over her, taking her to the Mayo Clinic, having my dear pastor come to see her, changing her medicine, you know, but just speaking life over her, speaking the word over her. And all of a sudden, I started to see some deliverance with my mother. And fast forward, somebody, Bishop Idewu, who's my bishop of Krupa Church here off Arlington Expressway, asked me last night, how is my mother doing? And what a smile I had, sharing with him that my mother walks 1 mile daily. You know, she's staying safe of the coronavirus pandemic, I must say, but she's walking 1 mile daily. And so I say that to say, when you speak life over a situation, you'll be surprised what happens. You know, I remember that my oldest daughter, my 24-year-old, I'll be a grandfather in February, a 44-year-old grandfather. And I remember, ladies and gentlemen, that years ago, probably about 8 years ago, maybe plus or minus, that I got a call from my daughter's mom in Alabama. And she shared with me, I think it was maybe a little bit over 8 years of age, because it was during the time when we had lost everything. And this was a time that I was thinking, oh, man, I'm not going to have any money to send Sharetta. I'm in a transition mode here. And I remember missing Sharetta call purposefully about 3 to 4 times a day, this particular day. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. My mother called me this evening. Never forget it. And my mother asked me, did you talk to Sharetta? And you see, I was very, very thrown off, because my mother has never asked me a question from that standpoint. She typically stays in her business. But now she's asking me, have I talked to my daughter's mom? And so I says, no, I'm going to call her. Can you tell me what's up? And my mother says, no, you call and talk to her. And so I build up the confidence to call Sharetta. And, you know, and I spoke with Sharetta. And she says, hey, sorry to bother you, but I was wanting to tell you, I just left my second doctor's appointment, and they have diagnosed me with breast cancer. This is what my daughter's mom shared with me. Never forget it. I was dodging from her because I thought that during this time that I had lost everything, she's about to ask me for some money. And so here it is. I remember immediately I says, praise God, Sharetta. Praise God. And she says, what? Did you hear what I said? And I says, yes, praise God. Do you know that God just allowed you to have the most beatable form of cancer? Oh, we should start praising God right now. And I remember Sharetta said, you're something else. And I remember at this moment when I got off the phone, I tracked down Sharetta's boyfriend and I shared with him that during this time, we're going to speak life over Sharetta. She's not going to be a victim of cancer. She will be a victor of cancer. And I remember I started flirting with Sharetta during this time. I wanted to make her feel still beautiful in the midst of losing her hair. You know? But lo and behold, she's still living 10-plus years later. But one of the things that I witnessed with her, she spoke life over herself. She told the world that she had cancer. I remember during this moment, people would often ask me, why are you telling people what you're going through? I says, no, I wasn't telling them what I'm going through as a victim. I wanted them to see God's tomorrow. I wanted them to see we go from lack to surplus. I wanted them to see transformation happen. I wanted people to see it wasn't a victim. I wanted them to see victory happening.
True.
So the thing that I want to challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, words are so powerful for me. I hope you could hear it, but I want to ask you, I want to challenge you, are you speaking life or death over you?
Yes, and I'm a firm believer in the things that we go through as an individual is so God can use us as a testimony for thousands, or if not millions, you know. I really feel like everybody should, like, if you're going through hell, why stop there? you know, keep moving. There's a rainstorm before every rainbow. You know, just keep moving. It's always brighter on the other side.
So all transformation starts with what comes from our mouth. The tongue is a doorway of life for our body, soul, and spirit. Keep expecting and believing that your due season is coming. Declare that the good you have harvested in your life will manifest.
Amen.
More to come.
Good. Amen. You know, sometimes that when I'm having fatherly conversations with my kids, and if they feel that I'm getting off path, they remind me, Dad, you're speaking negativity. Let's shift back to positivity, you know, and words are so important. Speaking life, you know, even in the midst of when your boys or your sons aren't doing what they're not supposed to do, speak life over them. Speak life over them. And I remember going through a period with my boys where, you know, I was very disappointed with their choices. You know, they were 17 and 19 years of age. And I was like, guys, you know, I laid the path for you to be able to soar. Why are you doing this? Why are you operating in this manner? And I remember I was speaking negativity over my boys. And then all of a sudden I had to go back to the restore period. The restore period, and most of you all know with a computer that whenever a computer loses maximum functioning, it asks you, do you want to go back to that restore point? And so I had to go back to that restore point, and I started speaking life over my kids. Speaking life over my kids. No matter what, you should never call a kid bad. You know, a kid is healthy, kid is busy, etc. Why speak bad stuff over it? You know, sometimes I'm helping a young man out right now that, you know, I watched his mother growing up, and all his mother spoke to him is, you're not going to be nothing. You ain't S-H-I blank. All these things. And guess what? This guy began to believe that. And so I'm encouraging you, ladies and gentlemen, to speak life over you. But here's the challenge here. As you usher into 2021, are you speaking life or are you speaking death over you? Are you speaking it over your family? Are you speaking it over your career? Are you speaking it over your ministry? Whatever it is, speak life. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, as we close this program, we hope to see you back next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. on the movement. Let's go. We want to thank our sponsors, Premier Coast Realty and Real Estate Cake. And but remember this, ladies and gentlemen, words are so powerful. If you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're also right. Soeth a man or woman think it, so is he or she. Words are life and death. Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Grace and peace to each and every one of you all. We can't wait to hear you change your words if you're speaking death over you. Life is what it is. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life as we usher into 2021. Grace and peace to you. Thank you.
Watch how you talk to yourself because you are listening. Watch how you talk to yourself because you are listening. Grace and peace to you.
Grace and peace.
Thank you for tuning into the movement. We hope we have inspired you to go and pursue destiny and purpose. Our sponsors are Real Estate Cake and Premier Coast Realty. To submit questions or comment, please email us at themovementgo@gmail.com. That's themovementgo@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Grace and peace to you.